Go see Mama.
Okay, hi,
Bills. Hi, everybody. What's going down? I got a little mail. We just had to chase down some ducks. I think it's a good sign for our little environment here about how few predators there are, because ducks are so slow. You guys okay?
Yeah.
Okay. The ducks, they just, you know, and so it's been raining all day, so they went down the street to just sit in puddles, and we wanted to get them into the gate before we land the plane, and I was like just pushing the ducks home, and it would be so easy for a predator to eat a duck, and so the fact they're alive is great. They're fat Tinas. Any song requests? Want to say hi to the people? Amy's saying hi to the people.
Hi, people.
She said hi. All right, love you.
I say goodbye.
Bye, people. Alright. Yeah, tonight I want to do a stream breaking down the Ghostbusters. I think that the metaphor is pretty direct for them being the CDC. So I can't go super late tonight, and me and Amy are gonna watch Ghostbusters, and it could be I haven't seen it in years. But something's telling me to watch Ghostbusters and to do a stream on it. And it's all very sexual too. Pink Panther theme. Yeah, my bro got me some chicks yesterday. A little jealous, but my time will come. Oh, nice. The slime is the fear, exactly. They convince people that their problems are ghosts. Yeah, and then they explode a white marshmallow all over everyone's faces, and they lick it up. It's crazy graveled. But, and they're all just obsessed with their own squirting. But there's truth in it. There's a lot of truth in that movie. You do it anymore. All right. How dare you, BP? You, sir. How dare you? You, sir. Anchor Bear gets it. You know how to run a joke for hours. I was gonna potentially just do that for like an hour. But, you know. You, sir. Did you assume you? BB, I've been playing guitar and drums almost 15 years. I want to learn piano. Any tips for beginners? Finger placement? Right? Yeah, yeah. Just work with chords. Or work with octaves. C, 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 C. I would show you my hands, but everybody squirts when I show my hands. Ugh. Just get an octave and just roll an octave like... Now with your right hand, instead of squirting, just do it. Do a... just go back and forth on one octave. And then just start playing a melody. And then just walk down. One down. Down. All you have to do is this with your hand. That's it. Ba 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 ba. Just quarter notes. Quarter notes. Actually, these are eighth notes. Then you just start adding stuff in the middle. And then I know that it's like you say slow down, but I'm telling you it's all the same thing. Like that. You see how you're just building a pattern. So just an octave. Literally anyone right now can just do this with their hand. Pinky, thumb, pinky, right? That's the bass. That's the, in carpentry it'd be called the square, you know, plumb. Just bop, 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 and then. That's Canon D. Listen. See, that's all it is. I know it sounds complicated, but if you get the pattern, you see how it works. This is Canon D. See, it's just so Canon D is actually easier. But starts, watch this. Octaves. See, like, just start so simple, and then up. You're just doing one scale. That's it. You can understand what I'm doing right now. Right now, the left hand. Hang on a second. No squirting, everybody. Yeah. So, hang on a second. The left hand just do an octave. So. And then. Right? So, it's like doing this is not super easy, but just this, you can do that. And it's the same structure. You're just filling it in. So if you go like this, and then with the right hand, just start on the E. Down. It's a scale. This is one of the most famous songs ever written. It's called Canon in D. Up. That's it. And then so it goes. You see that? You see how this is? And then the more you play, it's actually in D. That's in C. But so that's. This isn't supposed to make sense, but you're supposed to be able to. You just got a glimmer of how this is possible with what I showed you with the octaves. Thank you. Because it's the same. It's just a scale. So if you can do that, you can do. Right? And if you can do that, you can do. Right? It's just patterns. Why do you think I see the patterns of the grabber? Even Canon and D starts with just a scale. Ready? One note just walking down. Just like an aisle. Oh, you thought I'm at marriage aisle? No, I'm at a shopping aisle because this song has been used to sell you more bullshit than you can ever imagine. You sir, how dare you? Like, I'll show you like an interesting chord for Gunner's Dream. The reason that first part is so cool, it's just a G major floating down, and then you just add one imperfection, which is this, watch. And then, it's only one note different from a G major. G major, and then D sharp right there. See how different that sounds? Just one imperfection, just one ripple. Why do you think being a piano player has helped me understand conspiracy so well? They're all ripples. So, just this is G. It just feels harmonious and complete. Now if you add one ripple that isn't supposed to be there, ready? See how different that sounds? So that, and so when you're telling a story with the keys, so look, floating down, and then through the clouds, it gives you a color that lets you know that you're not, it's not floating, you're floating to your death. Memories come rushing up to meet me now. You're painting right now. You're painting colors. Vibrations are the same as colors. They're indistinguishable. In fact, like reality, like a color is a vibration. But in the space between, right now I'm painting a picture. And the corner of some foreign field, I had a dream. And so look, you could play the whole song with just one. Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Ma. After the service, when you're walking slowly to the car. You can do this with three fingers. And the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air. You hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel. And as the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the band, you take her frail hand. With this hand, you're just giving another color, another vibration, and it's not even necessary. It just adds texture. To hold on to the dream, right? But you didn't need it. You can play the whole song with just your right hand. A place to stay. Enough to eat. Somewhere old heroes shuffle safely down the street. Okay, so that's rhythm. You're painting more. More painting. You could just go, a place to stay. Enough to eat. Somewhere old heroes shuffle safely down the street. That's just the pencil. Where you can speak out loud about your doubt and fear. And what's more, no one ever disappears. You never hear their standard issue kicking in your door. That's all you need to tell the story. You can relax on both sides of the tracks, and maniacs don't blow holes in bandsmen by remote control. And everyone has recourse to the law. And no one kills the children anymore. All right, now watch this. Now if you give it a rhythm that's not just whole notes, you're adding texture. It's more companionship, right? Someone's walking next to you. A place to stay. It adds time. You understand? This is a clock. It's also a heartbeat. enough to eat. Somewhere old hero shuffles safely down the street, where you can speak out loud about your doubt and fear. The fourth dimension of time is introduced. No one ever disappears, you never hear their standard issue kicking in your door. You can relax on both sides of the tracks, and maniacs don't blow holes in bandsmen by remote. It's more relentless. Everyone has recourse to the law, and no one kills the children anymore. Okay, so now what you can add is changes based on the breathing. And then the left hand, this is so multidimensional, it's just have fun trying to explain it. This is almost like your heritage. This is almost like the your ancestry. It's the resonance of deep down. It's like almost like the past that's supporting the present. Watch. A place to stay. Well, listen to it with your past. Place to stay, root, enough to eat. Here's your history. Somewhere old heroes shuffle safely down the street, where you can speak out loud about your doubt and fear. And what's more, and so when it's more loud, it's really enunciating the past and the vastness of time. How do you actually paint the picture? You tell the story based on what's needed for each moment. Like, oh, so now I'll play the song the way I would play it. Floating down through the... No, actually, the best way to do it is go... Floating down. No, I'm overthinking it right now because I'm trying to think of what I'm doing. Floating down through the clouds. Memories come rushing up to meet me now, but in the space between the heaven and the corner of some foreign field, I had a dream. Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Ma. After the service, when you're walking slowly to the sky, and the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air, give them the bell. You hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel. And as the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the band, for a second, and hold on to the dream. A place to stay, enough to eat. Somewhere old heroes shuffle safely down the street, where you can speak out loud about your doubt and fear. And what's more, no one ever disappears, you never hear their standard issue kicking in your door. You can relax on both sides of the tracks, and maniacs don't blow holes in bandsmen by remote control. Everyone has recourse to the law, and no one kills the children anymore. No one kills the children anymore. Night after night, going round and round my brain. The dream is driving me insane. See, when Roger Waters does it different than me. Like, Roger Waters goes, this dream is driving me insane. I like to let the bottom fall out when you say something so jarring. You know, like, no one kills the children anymore. Let it be soft. And then what's the dream is driving me insane. It's almost like a child's music box. In the corner of some foreign field, the gunner sleeps tonight. What's done is done. You cannot just write off this final scene. Take heed of his dream. You see how the story just is tied to the basic chord. Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Ma. After the service, when you're walking slowly to the car, right? So, and sometimes it's really beautiful to remove all the noise. You know, like, it depends on your voice. It depends on, that's when you really start, because you're telling many stories simultaneously with the music. The music's adding so many dimensions. Like, I'll show you, like, Comfortably Numb, like, hello. Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. That's descent. Descent into your root chakra. Is there anyone at home? There's despair in this music. Come on now. I hear you feeling down. Well, I can't walk it down. Down to the basement. And then when he speaks, he's elevated. There is no pain, you are receding. And then that sounds like a dream. A distant ship, smoke on the horizon. Now he goes, I'm thinking too much as I'm playing. You are only coming through in waves. It's epic, this part. Your lips move. It's ascending. Now I've got the feeling once again. I can't explain. You would not understand. This is not how I am. And this is elevating. Ready? I have become. And then give it the release. Comfortably numb. And then you're back to the base. Okay. Just a little pinprick. There'll be no more walking down. That you may feel a little sick. Can you stand up? I do believe it's working. That'll keep you going. It's time to go, man. Man, think about how different it is if you change the texture. There is no pain. You are receding. A distant ship, smoke on the horizon. You are only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. When I was a child, you feel the difference? I got a fleeting glimpse out of the corner of my eye. I turned to look, but it was gone. I cannot put my finger on it now. The child is gone, the dream is gone. And then think about how different it would be if it was okay. Just a little pinprick. There'll be no more. You may feel a little sick. Can you stand up? I do believe it's working good. That'll keep you going for the show. Come on, it's time to go. There is no pain, you are receding. Like, think about how there's so many stories you can tell with just the music. And it hits you in your subconscious. All right. Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Yeah. Play the guitar solo on keys. I mean, I could, but I don't know. Maybe. Just the basic facts. Tell me where it hurts. It's amazing. Thank you, Lady Pitbull Bear. You want me to deconstruct any other songs? But Pink Floyd, Laser Light Show, and Planetarium, no words. Well, I mean, there's no such thing as a planet. But I thought that was about tight your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. Thanks, BB. I'm going to plug in the keyboard tonight. Yeah, just pinky thumb octaves. Like, you don't have to play like that. That's fine. But sometimes, like, how about this? This is a Pink Floyd song. Goodbye, cruel world. I'm leaving you today. Goodbye. On the wall. Goodbye, all you people. There's nothing you can say to make me change my mind. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, it's interesting because it has the same structure as Creep by Radiohead because it's both about ostracism. So look. Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Alone. Watching the ships roll in pain, and I'll watch them roll away again. I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, now bay, watching the tide roll away. He's almost ready to say, because he's a creep. Because I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Same song. I left my home in Georgia, heading for the thick grizzle bay. I have nothing to live for. Looks like nothing's gonna go my way. Whatever makes you happy. Whatever you want. You're just like an angel. Skin makes me cry. Cause I'm sitting in the morning sun. It's the sound of ostracism. Cause I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Cause I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? On the dock of the bay. What the hell am I doing here? On the dock of the bay. You see how there's multiple stories being told in the same song. But that sound, that music, is isolation. This music is the moon. This is the slow decay of moonlight. Trouble by Ray Montana. I like that song. Yeah, it's a good song. The Slow Decay of Moonlight. It's just the resonance. This is the moon. And then it goes right. And it's the same song. I remember when. Because the moon makes you what? Luna. Lunatic. I remember when I lost my mind. It's the moon. There was something so pleasant about that day. Even your Luna had an echo with so much pain. It's the moon. Mind-blowing? Yeah, wait till you see me break down what the Grabber's up to. I just knew too much. It's all about the moon for both of these songs. It's unrelenting. Space. See how far away that sounds? When you're out there without care, yeah, I was out. Alright, so that's how that works. They call the rising sun. The sunlight gives gratitude. Right, like... That sounds like sunlight. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. That's sunlight. And then you got Beethoven being like, close the fucking window! Was playing this in the background, gravy nice. Moonlight takes the sunlight gives. Right, but you gotta have, it's breathing. This is the moon. This is the sun. Here's the moon. Here's the sun. Or the other way, I don't know. But it's they're breathing. The sun and the moon are breathing together.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you? Sun and the moon breathing together. You don't read Romans 13. How dare you?
Don't care. Don't care. I learned that my favorite song, Life on Mars, is the way. Nick Drake, BB Pink Moon, close the fucking window. Yeah, yeah. Beethoven was just like, someone close the window. Perfect harmony. Yeah, it's true. It's great. Wouldn't it be the reverse because the moon takes energy? Hang on, let me think, Heidenberg. Okay, so the moon, the sun. I don't know, kind of bear. They're breathing. Let's leave it at that. It gets very... Because I don't know if the moon is taking energy or if it's just decaying energy. I don't think it's actually pulling energy towards it. I think that it's decaying and the sun is... I don't know. I got to think this one over. The sun is inhale and the moon is exhale. Dang dog, that's deep, BB. Thank you. The man who sold the world? Sure.
We got to send nuclear bomb to the moon.
All right. laughed and shook his hand and made my way back home. I searched for common land. For years and years I roamed. I came out so surprised. I spoke into his eye. No, his eyes, I thought you died alone a long, long time ago. And it's like, he laughed and shook his hand and made my way back home. Oh, guys, the funniest, you want to hear something insanely funny, and then I'll open some packages. You want to know who D's Nuts was today? Remember D's Nuts? I kind of thought it was almost like a fed because they were messing me so much, and I banned them. Can anyone guess who D's Nuts was? It was Dimitri. Dimitri was D's Nuts. You can't, dude. It's so funny. Dimitri adds to the community. Dimitri was D's Nuts. I was like, D's Nuts, dude. It was Dimitri. Oh my God. It's so fucking funny. It was Dimitri. All right. What do you guys want to hear? Is Dimitri Nick's words? No, Dimitri's this, like, just really intense Ukrainian, like, jujitsu guy who's really lovably paranoid. All right. Really intense, but means well. Like, he's like an attack dog protective, but the type of dude who would, like, be like, I thought you wanted me to, and I'm like, You just burned my car. It's like there was a bug in it. You know, that's why you got to keep him at arm's length, but definitely not a bad guy. But he's the type of guy that would burn down your car. Like he would burn up your car and be like, "Dude, there was probably a bug in it." It's like, "Dimitri, please stop." Dimitri's emoji game has become second to none. Dude, it was Dimitri. Dimitri was D's Nuts. I thought you wanted me to. No. Like, he's almost like that scene with Vince Vaughn in The Breakup with Vince Vaughn and Favreau where he's like, leave him alone. He's like, nah, I gotcha. It's like, no, seriously. It's like, right. He's like, no, don't hurt the guy. He's like, yeah, don't hurt the guy. Right on. And you're like, I'm serious. Don't hurt the guy. It's like, oh, yeah. No, we're having the conversation. Don't hurt the guy, right? I got you covered. And you're like, Dimitri, stop. All right. It's fucking Dimitri. Out of the 5,000 people that were here today, earlier, live, 5,000 people watching live, I happened to notice one acting up and ban them with a new name. And it turned out to be Dimitri. Is Dimitri still here? Of course he's still here. With your feet on the air, your head on the ground. Trying to slip and spin it. Yeah. Except for a bit. And it's all maybe. I'm starting to like this Dimitri guy. He's funny. Yeah, he's also kind of crazy, though, but in a likable way. Just, you know, I mean, he has to get banned constantly. I was spinning in the Caribbean. Cannot be defeated that easily, but yet I could spot his frequency. Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Way out in the water. Uncrazy, not dangerous crazy. Right. I know he could be a little dangerous crazy, but not really. It would be like a dog that kills something for you, but it's like, dude, you just killed my chicken. It's like, hey, I thought he was going to attack you. It's like, yeah, Dimitri is good crazy. Shapiro is evil crazy. That's a good way to put it. All right. I bet. Dude, he's Ukrainian. He understands the grammar. What do you guys want to hear? Banning makes him feel loved. Right. Which is never, it's not the best sign, but, you know, it's all good. If Dimitri came on with another name, we would spot his frequency. Yes. Dimitri is loyal, but I'd have him in my trench. He can have the third light of a lighter. Dimitri is loyal to a... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'd have him in a trench, but not like, you know, around my car. All right. Mad World Zimmerman? Sure. Bob Dylan singing Mad World.
Heller and me are familiar faces.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to, next time Dimitri comes, I'll gift him a membership. I trust Dimitri, I got you. Just let me know. Owen has crazy dar. I do. I'm like, you, sir. I will die for Dimitri. Dimitri's a squirter, just wants attention. That's the thing. He causes a lot of drama. I know, dude. I ban him all the time. He's not just a squirter, though. I think I described him very well. I can totally understand people thinking that he just wants attention because sometimes he acts that like that. I get it. I don't want to spend any more time on it. I saw about Dimitri has a lot of love. Sounds hilarious. Yeah, but he's also crazy. So, really? Okay. Well, whatever. Dimitri lives in a country with some of the most beautiful women on the planet, but he comes in here. Who? I don't want to talk about it anymore. I just thought that was a funny story. Let's not everybody analyze the guy. He'll probably freak out. All right, what do you guys want to hear? Blown in the Wind by Dimitri Bob Dylan. All right, let's stop. All right. He's intense. He always sees abuse. All right, okay, let's stop analyzing the guy. Maybe we should just ban him then. All right. What was I just going to play? Oh, Santeria. I'm going to open some Liebestrom. I don't have it yet, OK Bear. But I love where your head's at. That's what I've been working on. It's very complicated. Would you guys just like to hear my favorite classical song right now? I've played it a bunch of times, but just this is the song I want to learn. This is next. But these ones I can't just like wing. Liebestrom. Listen to this. This is by Liszt. This song is my song now. Listen to this. Oh, so good. Listen to this. It just builds and builds and builds and builds. No, Gershwin has Franz Liszt. Like, I could probably play this by ear right now, but just... But just wait to where this goes. Talk about telling a story. It's like waves, yeah. Control. Windstorm, obviously. This is seasons, nigga. So sick. know it has a purpose. Gammas could use a third hand. It sounds like he's playing with three hands. I want to play this whole song. It's going to be a challenge. I mean, come on. And then it's just it's adding new fruit to the tree. You hear it up there? It wasn't there before. It's an interesting version. This guy's taking some liberties. I can play this. It's going to take me a while, though. You heard it in my 60 Minutes, 7 Days documentary. This was the big montage song. I've always loved this song. But now it's I'm really connecting to it. And it's beautiful. I know that this is going to sound insane, but there's better versions. I don't know. You guys get it. Beautiful song. Good things take time. Yeah. BB, you'll get it so quick. Now, did you not just hear that? Like that. Da-dun, da-dun, da-dun. Like that's existing while two hands are playing as fast as they can. It's like, da-dun, da-dun, da-dun. You know, it's crazy. As hard as fuck, but worth the challenge. The moonlight, third moon. Yeah, yeah, like it's a fractal unfolding. BB, do you know any of the Hungarian Rhapsody? No. Is that the one that's just Ronda Alatorga, or is that the other Rhapsody? I don't fucking know. Can we get some R.A., the Rugged Man? Well, BB, wish I could play the piano so good. Well, it's a burden because I can see the masks and Corona are stupid 3 months ahead of schedule. So I just have to sit here and just be, okay, coronavirus. It's so obvious why I can see it, like, the future a lot of times. I'm into unfolding fractals and pattern geometry. Like, I do it, like, autistically well. But I mean, how did he know? Okay, okay. These are all ripples. It's all ripples. ripples, ripple, ripple, ripple. It's all narratives. I'm playing you narratives. This is vibrational narratives that harmonize with each other. It's like you're watching the media unfold. All right. Bach. It's one of my favorite riffs ever. Milking goats makes my fingers stronger, which is harder, the left hand structure and rhythm or the right hand melody stuff. It depends. I remember I played this over and over and over and over and over when I was a little kid. Sir Titty of House Bear. It's so awesome. Oh, thank you. Basic a kick in there. Signature's going over. DJ Grabla! BB, can you play The Man Who Sold the World? Sure. He laughed and shook his head and made my way back home and searched out for form and land. For years and years I roamed. I gazedly stared at all the millions. There I must have died alone a long, long time ago. Roll over Beethoven. I don't think John Lennon and Paul Mark. Yeah. I can play piano better than all those guys. Paul McCartney, John Lennon, hacks. Dead serious. Do you think they could go? None of them have dexterity. All they do is go. Communism. Or they just do like gay shit. Just this. I always test me. Like if somebody wants to fucking beef with me with the piano, I'm like, okay. Let me see your dexterity. They're like, oh, I can play the honky tonk. No, I want to see some Bach, bitch. All right, I'm going to show you guys. All right, watch this. Yeah. Hang on. Go. Yeah, all right, hold this stupid fucking thing. There we go. They can't do that.
Hey, you're such a fucking, oh, you don't have a 147 IQ.
Really? Really, bitch? It's probably higher. Watch this. Sorry, I don't know why I'm yelling at everybody like they're a fucking internet troll. Hang on. My hands get a little tired. Like that's, if somebody wants to beef, somebody wants to fucking beef, nigga. Amy, hold the camera. All right. The only reason Rogan has a really strong wrist, exactly. All right. What do you guys want to hear? Slow down, BB. LOL. You want to go into timeout? Nobody tells me to slow the fuck down. But I am going to slow down right now and play a great song. That opens some packages. That's why the Grabware scams have nothing on me. I can see them coming months away. Call me a grifter sometimes. You're like, oh, he's a grifter. Yeah, he just happened. You know, want to know what Owen did? This is how you know he's just an entertainment grifter. He just happened to learn some of the most complicated music alone by himself for about 50,000 hours just so he could, you know, grift on fucking YouTubes. It's so dumb. Like, there's people in Carnegie Hall and shit that can't do that. I'm not in Carnegie Hall. They don't even let me go in fucking comedy clubs anymore. Grifter. Jesus. People need to start getting better insults against me. No, I'm not offended that they say shit to me. This is the funniest part, guys. And I know the people that really know me here know why I get upset. I'm upset at their logic problems. Like, I'm not even mad that they talk shit. Like if somebody talks shit, like this one guy did a video making fun of me. And I just stumbled upon it because I thought it was somebody who liked me. I was like, oh, bears are restreaming my streams. And I laughed out loud. It was like every Owen Benjamin stream. And it was just like 5 seconds of me going, oh. And I laughed out loud. I was like, nah, that's hysterical. It's not people making fun of me. It's horrible logic. It's horrible logic. And the irony is I would probably never even bring it up if it wasn't so stupid. Like, the really funny ones, I don't even bring up because I'm like, oh, that's really funny. it's like when people call me a tranny. Like, I people are convinced. They're like, look at his shoulders. Look at his rosy cheeks. You know, he's from an elite family. He's been taking hormones. I swear to God, I'm 6 foot fucking eight. So it's not that someone accuses me of being a tranny. It's that it's so dumb. Like, as somebody who really takes pride in being able to insult people properly, you know, I used to be a heckler at a Renaissance festival. People threw tomatoes in my face all day. Trust me, I can handle internet comments. Just make them fucking make sense. A 6'8" tranny with 3 children and a beard, and like, that's fucking insane. And it's not that I'm like mad they're insulting me. Like, some of the insults are really funny. Like that are way more insulting if it's like, if it at least fucking makes sense, you know, deep-seated gamma jealousy. Right. But it's like, at least Like, the one dude who made that video making fun of me, at least that's fucking funny. Because sometimes I do just make noises and jump around. Like, it's, I don't know. You guys get it. The narratives are insultingly stupid. Right. I like the cult one. Because I mean, that's cool. That's a cool, like, the fact people think I'm a cult leader, I think is kind of sweet. But it's like tranny, like cult leader's almost a compliment, where it's almost like, you sir, you have really loyal people that just want to fucking grow food and fucking. I'm like, yeah. Like, I secretly kind of like the cult one, because I mean, let's just be honest. Everybody's like, when you hear of a cult leader, cult is short for culture. Oh, I know Kung Fu Bear. It's obviously preposterous. I don't even let anyone at the house that I don't know. But whenever you hear of a cult leader, you know, you think like, that guy probably crushes, you know? I mean, maybe it's just me, but when people are like, oh, fucking David Koresh, I'm like, I mean, he had a compound. Like, does no one respect compounds anymore? All right. Culty sound. Dude, I don't have any problem with that. Like, that's the funniest part. It's like, oh, he's a fucking cult leader. It's like I was hanging with an actual cult leader at the Flat Earth conference. He's not a real, he's a great dude. You know, got busted by ATF, he's suing him, you know, legitimate cult leader. I hung with him for like hours. I thought he was fascinating. Really tall. He like grows all his own food. You know, he's always surrounded by like really devoted people. I was like, this guy gets it. I can't remember his name. But I really liked the way he saw the world. He like survived in the wilderness with just a knife for like 2 months. And I was like, what's the hardest part? He's like, getting food. Like, David Koresh's name was actually Vernon. If you want to be called Jesus, it's fine. His name is Vernon. I don't care about David Koresh. Do you get my point or not? Were you talking in the mirror? Harry Barrett's hilarious. No, but he was like really tall and he had a lot of devoted people around him and he was really healthy. And I was like, guy gets it. Compounds are legit. Yes. It's like demonizing good vibes. It's like, don't get me wrong. Obviously cults are bad that are like, I want your wives, or just give me your money, shave your fucking head, shit like that, like abusive cults. But like, Beethoven definitely would have been called a cult leader. Like, you don't think when he's fucking playing this, and people are like, oh my God, he had a cult. And Beethoven's like, I can't hear you, I'm deaf, but yet I fucking crush. All right. Olin Karush. What does a nindigidilik, I don't know what that means. Cult leaders are never monogamous. Right. I'm blatantly not a cult leader. But I'm just saying, it's not really that insulting. It's like, oh, you crush. Cult leaders are mostly the... Yeah, dude, I like hanging out with cult leaders. I swear to God. I was hanging out with a total cult leader. But he was all about health. The people that got into his cult, like a lot of them were like former drug addicts and shit. He like got him healthy. One of them stabbed him. You know, he's taking injuries for his cult. You know? Science is a cult? No, science is a lie. Guys, I don't even want to put down cults anymore. You're just a leader of men. Right! A cult is cult is short for culture. I get it. Beethoven's wearing a Mary Kuna. It's hilarious. I fucking crushed. Dude, people would just sit and watch Beethoven play the piano, and everyone's like, this guy crushes. And all the gammas were like, nah, that guy's a cult leader. And he's like, fuck you. Was he actually deaf or was that a Stevie Wonder thing? He went deaf later in life, for sure. They'll call Amish a cult, I'm sure. Good. I don't think you guys are understanding what I'm saying. And I'm not saying we're a cult. But like, if you're going to be insulted, it's almost like in high school when girls would be like, oh, that guy's such a pig. He makes out with all the cheerleaders. You're like, that guy crushes. You know what I'm saying? Like, if someone's like, oh, that guy's a cult. He has all these thousands of loyal people that, you know, that fucking really just like watch him do shit. It's like, That I want to watch him do shit. You know? It's so similar to when girls would complain about guys being sluts and whores. Oh, that guy's such a slut. Because the girl complaining would then try and hook up with the guy. Like, immediately after. And you're like, wait a minute, what? It's the same with like, oh, he's such a cult. It's like, what do you mean? It's like, oh, people just watch him and they laugh and they fucking high five. The mainstream is a cult. What are you not understanding? A cult is not bad. It's like, you're assuming cult means like shave your head and let me fuck your wife. A cult is just like culture. No, science is a cult. No, fuck that. Science is a tyranny. It's a lie. There's tons of cults that aren't lies. They're just dudes in compounds. We're an online community. I prefer the term cult. He just loves fire and guns. People love him. I don't know why. Exactly. Okay, the minute I take another wife or I try to hook up with any girl outside of Amy, you can fucking call me a cult leader bastard. Like, that's when you're like, oh, this guy's actually a cult leader. But I can promise you that will never happen, so you can always rest assured. Because a lot of other signs make me look like an actual cult leader. But that's the test. Always just go, well, Owen's still monogamous and totally not creepy, right? Yeah, good. So he's not like that cult. Because everything else is a fucking compliment. We are a clan. Perfect, Rusky Bear. We're a clan. I'm a clan leader. Guys, I'm a clan leader. Perfect, Rusky Bear. Because it's the same fucking thing. The bear cult were the berserkers back in the day. They were called the bear cult. Cult and clan are the same goddamn word, guys. That's why when people are like, oh, same with tribe. Oh, he's a tribe leader. Oh my God, he's a fucking tribe leader. Cult just has a negative connotation. Clan is Irish for family. Right. Like, I'm a Klux Klan. I'm just kidding. Guyton, be prepared. If he takes down a wife, then you're our guy. Right. Your vibe attracts your tribe. Right. Go with clan. He's a clan leader. It's the same. Guys, it's the same fucking thing. Tribe, clan. Oh, he's a cult. It's a cult. Saying something's a cult is like saying, I don't know. You guys get it. All right. Can the guys wear kilts and stuff? No. The men will not be wearing dresses. BB, could you play Where's My Tribe? Yes, but I'm not feeling very creative right now. I just, like, that Bach really wore me down a little bit. Moses actually herded all of the animals into a gravy boat. There it is, Upstate Bear. Bear clan. It's a clan. I'm a clan leader. I'm a clansman. I'm a man of clan. Mountain Bear could make a cartoon series called The Bear Cult. Yeah, but clan, if you just say clan, it's the same thing. That's why I don't get it. It's like, he's a clan leader. What's the difference between cult and clan? Well, cult has the connotation of like abuse. And nobody thinks I'm abusive. Like, that's psychotic. We're all clansmen. Exactly. I see where this is going. Might wear the kilt anyway, though. I'm not saying you can't. If you want to wear a kilt, go ahead. I'm not endorsing it. Clan members are everywhere. Yes, I'm Bear McBear of Clan. Yeah, Clan. I'm a Clan leader. Bear Clan. Cult is defined as someone being idolized. Clan is a group of legends. It's not, though. The cult, the idolized, it's like, it's not, it's fine. You guys can think whatever you want. I'm just obsessed with the meaning of words. People idolize their goddamn coffee. They idolize Hollywood. They idolize everything except for the leader of a fucking clan. They idolize him. No. They respect him and look up to him. A lot of young men look up to me. That's the whole role of older men. That's literally the fucking point. That's the point of getting older. You get older and people go, I want to be like that guy. What is his path like? What are his virtues? And then some gamma runs out and goes, he's an idol. He's idolizing him. No. You literally can't have men grow if you don't have someone look up to somebody. You're just a man. How dare you? Just a man? No, I am a man. I'm a bear man. I'm a clan man. I'm a man of a clan. The clan is led by God, which makes all sense. Right, but the daily vibes. This isn't fucking hard to understand. It's almost like people are intentionally not understanding. Yes, obviously God runs the show, but every division needs to have like colonels and shit, like people on the ground saying, oh, let's do this. Let's all meet at 9:30. Let's talk about this. Hey, can someone send me videos? Can we make fun of bike thieves? Like, I don't know. I don't know what people are so scared about with the Klan stuff. All right. Any final songs? Haven't squirted in so long. Just trying to. Right. Exactly. So it's like, oh, he controls men's sexualities. That's what they'd say. Oh, he's so controlling of men's squirts. No, he's encouraging young men to not masturbate so they don't end up fucking retarded. BB, can you play In the Flesh by Pink Floyd? Oh, yeah, I gotta play some more Pink Floyd. Some people have been requesting some Pink Floyd. All right, BB, you're our most. God brought me a little bear because of BB. Right, I'm God's Bravo. That's how it works, guys. Someone can go, oh, because of Big Bear, I had a kid. Yes, and because of God, I was here. And because of God, you're here. And because of God, your kid's here. Like, when you understand that, it's so easy to see how everything works. Where it's like, oh, I encourage tons of people to have children. Yes. He's like he's kind of like the head of our clan. Yes. He's God. No, no, no. I am merely saying, be fruitful, multiply is not my line, guys. I'm just pounding the fucking earth so people hear it. That's the whole point. That's like what following God really means. It's not just sitting home and just saying it to yourself. You got to fucking say it to the people. God's Bravo. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Everybody should be God's Bravo, but it's fractal. Keep your squirt strength. Exactly. Owen, I would follow you into war. Exactly. So obviously I am a form of a leader of a form of a clan. So do I say, no, no, science is the cone. I'm not, no, 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 I clearly am. And so, but it doesn't start and end with me. In fact, I'm just a vassal. Fellowship is good too. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I'm just addressing some of my criticisms. Just how we are at war, a spiritual war just as intense. Exactly. Welder Bear is following me into war. We do it every day. We do it every day by laughing in the face of despair. We do it every day by saying what we know to be truth in the face of social ridicule. We are currently in war, and I am the leader of a clan. Like, fact. So when people are like, hey, but it, yeah, it's like, yeah, yes. Like, you're already doing amazing things. Just because you're sold a lie from Hollywood that war is blood, that war is people going, oh, no, I just got shot in my penis. That's not war, is every day. Guys, I wake up before the sun's. Want to hear my day? So I get up, 5 a.m. I bottle feed little goats. I feed the meat birds. I let out the birds. I milk the goats. I start the coffee. I look for what people are sending me about what the stream's going to be on. I do that. I go get my mail. I run George. I come back. It's all like right in time with the next thing. So I do the stream. As soon as I'm done, hang with the family a little bit. Feed the baby goats again. Weed garden, move shit, all that stuff. And then, like, some other thing comes up. Feed the baby goats again. Go change the hay. Blah, blah, blah. By 5, you know, we just had a barbecue. 5 to 5:30. 5:30, I feed the goats again. Blah, blah, blah. I move. And then right at 6, like, by the minute, I'm, like, back in. And I work until the sun's down, and I just lie down, and I go the fuck to sleep. It's, like, every day. And so it's, like, this is war. This is a good life, yes, but it's like, I don't stop. And so, I'll come for the BBQ, BB. Yeah, you'd be invited, Harry Bear. I know you in person. So when do we start our secret society, Bear Minotti? I'm not into secrets. I'm not good at it. If someone tells me a very fascinating secret, I'm like, wait till I tell the bears. And so, like, every day I'm just driving. Because it really is about, like, holding your ground and getting more ground in this crazy fucking world, you know? And I enjoy it. And people will spend all day squirting. But the more people get on this page of, like, work for yourself. You know, like, today I spent a while cutting up apples. And don't get me wrong, it's pleasurable. But cutting up apples and cold pressing them, and I'm making cider with my son. You know, it's not just like I'm always, but I'm just always doing shit. No matter the war, we all need good morale. Exactly. Exactly. I love how Walter says, hi, bears. Yeah, it's adorable. All right, so let me play. Secrets are for fags. Faggot. Fags. Fags. For fags. All right, let me open some packages. I didn't want to be a leader, guys, of a clan. I'm a Bravo. I'm not an alpha. I have an alpha position in life. I didn't ask for it. And that's a fact. And everybody who really knows me can attest that I'm not comfortable normally being in a leadership position. I like just coming in and crushing and leaving. I'm really into having someone else have a strong plan. Like I had my brother, then I had Sandler, I had Vince Vaughn would always have a plan. It's like, that's my most comfortable role. I don't want to be the marquee guy. I want to be the guy under the marquee guy that gets the people going. And because of that, like that's why I think I understand it very well. Because I don't want it. I'm not like, oh, everyone look at me, I'm the man. I just happen to have a series of skills that like is really like makes people look at me like I'm the man. Full moon silver coin, nice. Fighting them over there. Alright, I just squirting. And sometimes I have to work this stuff out because I need to know my role. If I don't accept that I have leadership, people write me every day like, Big Bear, I watch you with my... If I don't accept my role, I'm fucked. I don't want to be the leader of a clan. I mean, I'm fine with it, but it's like, if I was to sit here and be like, oh no, this isn't a clan or a tribe or anything. It's just me playing the piano and then fuck you guys. No, it's like, I blatantly have a leadership position. All right. Shire Post Mint. Fancy coin. Let's see, I got a letter here. Someone just gave me a nice silver coin. That was very sweet. It's a good day to have a good day. Nice and colored. Big Bear, the shekels are for you. My five-year-old Caden did the art for Amy and the boys. Cheers, Robert. Oh, they're going to love it. They're going to love that. Big Bear, don't ever stop right. Stick with the clan. Always. I'm a clansman. And listen, if Bower Bear has a problem or Mel or any of the brothers, I'm not in the Ku Klux Klan, but I'm a clansman. All these psyops are just to get people to not like clans. I'm the leader of the Bear Clan. With my trusted Kain Tenoso. You think I like having fucking gammas and people making documentaries about me saying I'm a tranny? Oh, Logos Rising by Michael Jones. Hell yeah, dude. Thank you, Jonesy. That was awesome, buddy. I love that. Everybody pick up a copy. I love you, Michael Jones. That dude crushes. All right. You're turning 40 soon, BB. Oh, I know. I'm excited. I'm excited to make it. Being a clansman is where it's at. We're a clan. And all the gammas out there that think like you want to be alpha, do you want to have people make documentaries out of the blue that you're a tranny? Don't get me wrong, it doesn't bother me, but it's just like there's way better positions to be than alpha. Bravo and Delta is awesome. Dude, I have a little bit of a mega in me, guys. I sometimes just want to fuck. I live in the middle of fucking nowhere. Oh, I got some good light bulbs. Is this a light bulb? Yeah. Like, if no one told me that everybody was in lockdown, oh, thank you. This is awesome. Someone carved me a bear. Yes, I'm a clan leader. If people didn't tell me we're in a quarantine, I would have no idea. I swear to God, I would have no idea. Strong mustache for a tranny? Yeah, 6'8". This clan is our clan. This clan is my clan from California. I had the funniest conversation with Walter tonight. He was like, I want to go to California, because that's where he was born. And I'm like, we don't want to go to California. He's like, why? And I'm like, because it's very dirty in California. And he goes, why? I go, because the people are very naughty. And he's like, they're naughty? I'm like, they're very naughty. They don't clean up their rooms. And he's like, oh. I'm like, it's way better here. It's very clean. You want to be? And Amy was like, yeah, this is where you want to live. Like, they live on top of each other. And I just keep saying, they're very naughty. And he's like, but I want to see. And I'm like, no, way better here. And he's like, and this is how sweet children are. He goes, if they come here, they don't have to be dirty anymore. And I was like, that's so sweet, buddy. But when you're naughty, you bring the dirt with you. I'm like, and that's when Amy was like, just stop. And I'm like, okay. But I almost started explaining to him, like, when you're that naughty, because his heart is so big that he's just like, if they come here, they don't have to be dirty anymore. And I'm like, no, buddy, when you're that naughty, they would bring their way of life here and make this dirty. Like, they have dirty. Like, California was one of the most beautiful places in the whole world until the naughty men made it dirty. And he's like, oh. He's like, why do they want to be so dirty? I'm like, I don't know, buddy. I don't know. Yeah. George will either, yeah, there are some beautiful parts in Oakland. Dude, California has some of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. Like Santa Barbara's gorgeous, and the whole drive to San Diego, all of it. It's just like awesome, except the people are so disgusting. They're just like naughty. They're naughty people. That's why, like, when you're around a kid a lot, you see things very simply. And you're just like, they're naughty. The naughty men made it dirty. Please, Mountain Bear, make a cartoon about that. It's like, because they're naughty. And some of them are just very silly. And he wanted to help the people. He was like, if they come here, they don't have to be dirty. I'm like, but they'd still be naughty. All the people that moved to California ruined California for Californians. Right. There's good people there. And they're the most, they understand what I'm saying more than anybody. But they're very naughty. Because I wasn't just going to say, like, they're sodomites. Like, that's the thing is, I keep him from, like, because I was thinking about it, you know. He has a very sheltered and very no trauma life. But here's the thing. Truth is easily understood, doesn't take an IQ. Right. But here's the thing. It's like life has trauma in it. You know, I can just protect him. Because when you live homestead life, it's like you will see duck rape and death and hardship every day of your life. So, like, you don't need to do it to your kids. You know, it just happens. Like, you have to give them rules and boundaries and, you know, but life is traumatic. So, and he's a tough kid. Very tough. Very, very naughty people. Whoa, that's awesome. Little crystal bear. Nice button. This packaging contains shreddings. Oh, it's shredded money. That's interesting. A little aggressive. We'll see where this goes. Another little bear. All right, let me read this letter. God only need 100 good men to go. All right. Dude, we don't need a lot of people. That's why when people are like, do you need me to promote you? I'm like, no, I'm good. We have plenty. Our clan is perfect sized. Thank you for the gravel for my babble. The soak up knowledge like a sponge. Yeah, dude, they're legends. Dude, kids are awesome. We want to have as many kids as we possibly can. Start young, everybody. Good morning, Big Bear. I'm a 29-year-old single new bear from Phoenix, now living in Sacramento. I just started listening to you this year, thanks to an old friend who was my childhood neighbor in Phoenix. He sent me a video needing my opinion on it. Being I am very open-minded and full of conspiracies, as many friends would say, it was episode 651, The Devil is in the Details, The Big Lie. And you blew his in my mind. I have no idea what I was talking about. I mean, I don't even remember the episode. That's how much I talk. But I'm sure it was solid. I was the one he was comfortable asking what I thought because I wouldn't judge. And also, it had anti-Israel stuff in it, so he knew I would be interested. I had no idea it was about Flat Earth. He didn't mention that part of it. I never tried researching Flat Earth, nor cared about it. I never understood why it mattered, to be honest. But as I watched, mind you, I had no idea who you were. I was drawn in and could not doubt the facts you put out. I even researched all you were, all you mentioned, and truth be told, I understand now why it matters. Deception and manipulation is a powerful tool for evil that confuses your faith. Many questions I had you would answer as the video went on. Like I said, I never really cared what the earth is, but when you mentioned the lie is keeping us from love and God, that had me thinking more and more. Ever since then, I've listened to many of your podcasts and now on DLive. Your story is amazing. I love your truth, especially when you apologize when you are wrong. I have already been changing my life a lot before listening to you. A year ago, I realized I was addicted to pornography and to squirting. I felt it affecting my mind and soul, so I stopped. I also started fasting, eating even healthier and more water intake, as well as being more loving, positive, and compassionate. I even pray daily. But you've really been bringing in a lot more energy and knowledge for my faith. And now I am not afraid of the word God. It has been a rough year for me, so far challenging my faith, with my dad passing on the 20th of Jan. And even a month later, my baby girl Stella Blue, my 8-year-old blue-nosed American Staffordshire, needing emergency surgery, I thought she was going next, and it hit me hard. I counted my blessings when my dad passed, and he was peacefully, so it was hard to be angry, so I thank God for that. But when my dog got sick, I was very sad, and everything just started hitting hard, especially the cost of it. Literally that day, I was listening to you, and you were talking about always thanking God when in debt or even locked cold, hungry in a cell. Thank God and understand why you were there. You really hit me deep with those words, and I couldn't help but smile and thank you and God. It was a beautiful moment and feeling. I even got goosebumps when you said it. You were always crushing. The biggest blessing God sent me moving back to California from Illinois, where I had a great job and I owned a house to be closer to my dad who was getting sick. I rented my house out and had a great friend who provided work for me and got to spend an entire year with my dad cooking for him, cleaning the house, and helping him table. But most of all, spending quality time with him before passing. I believe everything happens for a reason. And that right time, thanks to God and you, have brought to my attention, not by mistake. I hate TV and hardly watch it. I don't have cable. And rather listen to my huge collection of vinyls. So this is a great source of entertainment without the hidden agendas and propagandas. My dad, a good-hearted Jew, tabled at the Sunday Farmers Market in Sacramento for 16 years when he called the Truth Table, full of info on Zionism, Israel, Rothschilds, 9/11, the USS Liberty, and Palestinians. Ah, nice. Your dad was a champion. This had me talking about the subject since in high school, which got me digging in the rabbit hole at a young age and was called many names, conspiracy theorist being the main one, and a self-hating Jew as another. I'm only part grabber, though. No, you're part Jewish. You're not. Your dad it was not a grabber. Grabber is not the same as Jew. Thank you. And now, can we continue? I think I've established that. Nowadays, people ask how I was ahead. All thanks to my dad and God, and now in the honor table at the farmer's market, getting to inform and have beautiful conversations with people, even deeper than when the table had to offer, like the Khazarians and how Jews are not Semitic, but suppressing the true Semites, the Palestinians. You and your family have inspired me a lot these last couple months. I work on a 300-plus acres of organic farm with sheep, chickens, and lots of grains, fruits, and veggies. Now I believe in the future. By the way, some base Jews have it locked in on the and farming. Just trust me on that one. I believe in the future I will buy land of my own and start a homestead life. It's always been on my mind, but now is what I am thriving for. But as of now, I just inherited my dad's house, which I am updating and will be paid off in about 10 years. But we'll plan to sell it and use that to buy land outright. I will be subscribing to unauthorized.tv now. But I wanted to send you and your family something to show my appreciation and laughs. Because you are worth more than those sad sodomites in Hollywood. And I very much enjoy laughing so hard. Thanks for the gravy, the energy, the confidence, and knowledge you put out. Can I be verified as Rukind to Bear? Welcome, my friend. Thank you. God bless you and your family. Much love. Christopher.
What a wonderful letter.
Yeah, it's a clan. It's not a cult. It's a clan. Does anyone remember which bear gifted BB the Grabber mask? A legend. Thanks, thanks everybody. That was some really sweet stuff you guys sent me. All right, nice letter. Very nice. What do you guys want me to close on? Final song. Legend? Yeah, legend. We're surrounded by legends. I'm very blessed. We're all very blessed to have each other. Without you guys, I'd probably be... No, I'd be the same. I just wouldn't... I wouldn't have worked through a lot of these thoughts because I wouldn't have a motivation. I'd still be on to the Grabber, but I wouldn't have gotten this far. BB, there's another coin in the brown letter. I will find it after, Robert. Thank you. Nobody Home. That's a good song. I got a little black book with my poems in. Got a bag with a toothbrush and a comb in. When I'm a good dog, they sometimes throw me a bone. I got elastic bands keeping my shoes on. Got those flow frozen hair blues. I got 13 channels of shit on the TV to choose from. Play, how about, can you play What I Got by Sublime? No, I just know that one song. I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Why, I had $1 million, but I spent it all if I could find that henna and that Sancho that she's found. Well, I'd pop. Oh, something fell on my piano. Hang on. Nice. I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I spent it all if I could find that Hannah and that Sancho that she's found. Well, I'd pop a cap in Sancho, then I'd slap her down. Well, I really wanna know. Dylan, how bad it would be.
Well, I ain't got this Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I kept it all. If I could find that Hannah and that Sancho that she's found, well, I'd make a porno with Hannah and then I'd pay Sancho Day. And I really wanna know, my baby, what I really wanna say is, have just read a wee bag. Well, I make the pornos, whoa, whoa, I make the pornos. Wait till I get back and find a henna of my own. I'll make a porno with Hannah, then I'll give her a loan if I can find a setup. Daddy doesn't have a 45 because he supports the gun control. But I really want to know, my baby, when I really want to say, I'll sell you a high interest loan. Wait till I get back, I've got a vaccine for you all, and then I'll fill myself in my bowels. I'll shoot you with a vax, and then I'll clip off the tip of your dick. I'll give you a loan that you're trying to get out of by your stick. You're stuck with the loan, and then I take your home. I take your home and I make a porno. Hey, my, wait till I get big and find a henna of my own. I make her do porn because I put her in a high interest loan. And I really want to say, oh, hey, oh.
All right, he's got something for Sancho's punk ass.
Doesn't she know that I got something for his punk ass? It's my penis. It's squirting. It's squirting. It's squirting.
The Velvet Underground. Sweet, sweet Jane. I don't know. What's that one song that goes?
Such a perfect day.
That goes.
Such a perfect day.
Stop making pornos and giving out loans and you won't feel this way. Oh, it's
such a perfect day. Why did you spend it with a Jew? Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep...
I don't care about that one.
Such a perfect day. Feed animals in the park.
when it gets dark, we go home. That song does not hold up. Grabbers have torches, souls, yes. Such a perfect day. Gave out high interest loans. Oh, what is next? Is it anything? What is next? Where have all the flowers gone? I don't know that. 33% fixed rate. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb?
I love this song. So simple. You want to learn piano? Just learn Mother by Pink Floyd. It's one of the easiest songs to play. It's just...
Mother, do you think...
But it's hard to play it as simple as you should play it, if that makes sense. Like, you want to be like, Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? No, just play it like... It has to be simple. It's a child asking his mother something.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb?
It has to be simple. Sometimes it's hard to be simple, but you gotta learn to do it.
Mother, do you think they'll like this song?
Bob Dylan voice? Sure.
Melody thinks they'll drop the bomb.
Tripped into thinking Dylan was good. I can. Right now, people are wearing masks, Coddington Oso. Making fun of Bob Dylan is fun. Yes.
There is a house in New Orleans.
Dylan does Roger Waters.
Tell me true. Tell me why did Jesus crucify? Why is it for that?
I'm messing it up. I'm talking just too much like a grabber.
Tell me true. Tell me why was Jesus crucified? Was it for this that Daddy died? Was it you? Was it me? Did I watch too much TV?
Rye, what's up, bud?
Is that a hint of accusation in your eyes?
Here comes Bob Dylan.
If I didn't make pornos, well, God only knows where a little Jew like me would be on the TV. Without high interest loans, how would I repossess all your homes? Why, I'm just trying to survive the Holocaust.
Yeah. What have we done? Me? 33% fixed interest loan seems pretty standard to me. Now put some more pornos on the TV. Nickelodeon at night sounds about right. To put a porno on, so your children will take a loan.
BB should book some shows as Robert Zimmerman. No, I'm too tall and I don't stink. All right. Dylan always sounds like he's drowning. He is. He's drowning in sin.
33% interest loan is the standard rate for your home. Now wait a few years and that home will be mine. You can say it's because I'm a Jew, but that's anti-Semitic of you to do. Now give me your home and make a porno with me. Won't you make a porno with me? With my little clipped pee-pee, my name's Bobby D. Real last name starts with a Z. But in 1963, people weren't ready with Jews like me, so I changed my name, and it gave me fame. 33% interest on a loan is doable for your home. Now soon I will own it, and you will have to make a porno. Time to make a porno with me and my bros. They all are like me with a little tiny glimmer on a clip, baby. Mama put my pornos in the ground, in the ground. I can't watch them anymore. I smell black cloud is coming down. I feel like I'm squirting and heaven's down. Squirt, squirt, squirting down, heaven's down. $6 million sounds a little bit high to me. You there can plainly see. $6 million sounds a little high to me. That math requires quantum theory. $6 million sounds a little high to me. Time to squirt. Squirty, 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 squirt. 6 million in his hands, a little high to me.
I can whack anymore, no more black DP anymore. I can whack anymore. How about I can?
I can't whack it anymore. My favorite pornos are on the floor.
It's so sad.
Feels like I'm squirting on heaven's door. Rollerblader is out of heaven. Rollerblader is in the dent. 1943. 6 million sounds a little high to me. 9 rollerbladers hit by an SUV. 6 million sounds a little bit high to me. And me, I'm squirting again. Oh, I can't stop squirting.
I feel like I can't squirt anymore. Yeah.
Mama put my pornos in the ground. My favorite one was the 6th episode of Pound Town. Taking it to Pound Town. Yeah, squirting. I can't whack it anymore. So I closed up my wiener in the cellar door.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Wink, wink, whacking on. Whack, whack, whacking.
The grabbers are squirting themselves to death right now. Yep. It's like, a jerky little squirting, heaven's done. Pound Town. I'm just rhyming in my head. I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. I just named a porno Pound Town. Yeah, what does Papa have? Mama put my camera in the ground. Okay, let's just do this. Yeah. Mama put my camera in the ground. I can't make my pornos anymore. That death squad is coming down. That's so aggressive. Feels like I'm squirting on heaven's door, but it makes more sense in the narrative. Squirt, 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 squirting on heaven's door. Da, 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 da. Mama put my camera in the ground. I can't make that porno anymore. Death squad is coming down, 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 down. Feels like I'm squirting down heaven's door. That's really funny. All right, I can't keep doing like, how long have I done this stream tonight? I'm pushing 2 hours. All right, I gotta go. I can't explain. Oh, that's a good one, Titty Bear. Hang on. Mama put my camera in the ground. I can't explain the goyim anymore. My porno is called Pound Town. I don't know. I'm running out of speed. I can't exploit the goyim anymore. Yeah, but see, that's the thing, is they don't exploit us. Someone said something so funny today that I got so red-pilled that now I'm back to thinking Jews are victims. It's so fucking true. Like, I went through the whole looking glass. Now I see the whole picture of it. They can't exploit you in any way that you don't allow them. It's like at first you think they have this power and stuff, and they're like always up to something, which they are. But if you simply don't take their loans or watch their pornos, like, they really are just super sad. They're getting woke, too broke. They see, all right. I'm a 360-degree Mason. I've done one complete circle. And we feel sorry for the Jews again for their survivor's guilt. I mean, when you look at Chelsea Handler, you can't think that she ended up in a good place. It's like a pimp. I don't know what you mean, Ryan. Let me think. I got to think about that more. Thank you, Owen. Thank you, Unbearable. Yeah, my back hurts. I'm going to bed. I can't collect the taxes anymore. The only jobs left are pornos and whores. Our gross domestic product is like 44. Death door. Illuminati confirmed. I'm going to squirt. All right, I'll close with Arcade Fire. I'll just play the actual song, though. I'm doing the growler voice too much, it, like, starts hurting my throat. Yeah. How's it go?
Something filled up.
Yeah, dude, Kung Fu Bear is exactly right. By being fake victims, they become actual victims of themselves. 100% fact. Like, I went full circle. I'm like, poor Jews. But they're like, so you believe the hell God? I'm like, no. It's much worse. Never forget the art.
Something.
Oh, you can't get pimped unless you walk the track. Exactly.
Something filled up my heart with nothing. Someone told me not to lie.
Or cry.
See that.
It just goes, I got a 3-speed in banana seat, sitting back on the sissy bar. Went to Civ and got a drink. Wish I was driving in daddy's car. And I looked up at the sky last night and I thought I saw a bomb. Now a bomb. Why won't you just tell me what's going on? Riding down on Spring Hill Road, meeting Alfred out in the woods. Dogs bark and mosquitoes bite, scratching the itch that makes it feel good. And I looked up at the mirror. I don't even remember who sings that. I don't even know where that's coming from. It's like a song that I used to hear back in college. I think it's by the Eels. It doesn't make any sense to me, though. What? I'll close on this. This is the best justification for beating the shit out of your wife constantly. Was written by John Lennon. If you ever, let's just say you happen to be a wife beater like John Lennon. This is Eels 3-speed. There it is. He wrote a song that is the most grabbly justification for beating the shit out of a woman I've ever heard. Just listen to this. It's comedic at this point. It's by John Lennon. After beating up your Asian wife, just sing the song.
I was dreaming of the past, and my heart was beating fast. I began to lose control.
Dude, this works. Use this.
I began to lose control.
Write this song and him and Yoko weren't actually married. Welcome to my level. But it's still a funny concept.
I didn't want to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy.
When you're an innocent person, you can like the song and not realize that the connotation is violence. Oh yeah, he didn't write the song and he was never married to Yoko Ono. Yoko Ono, Yeah. Yoko Ono was probably his handler. And definitely a heroin-pushing art socialite. Exactly. And Yoko was a dude. Probably. I don't know, though. After people start thinking I was a tranny, I don't think I'm on board the transpocalypse anymore. All right.
I was feeling insecure. You might not love me anymore.
It's such a squirt boy.
I didn't want to hurt you. trying to catch your eye. He's so needy in this song. I thought that you were stranded high.
Related to this song like a long, long time ago. Now I don't relate one bit to this. It's like,
I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry I gave you a black eye. I didn't want to hurt you.
Yeah, but I think Yoko is a guy. Oh, that could be a funny parody. All right, guys. All right. P.O. Box, I was swallowing my gin. Hey, love. All right, I'm done. If you want to watch Ghostbusters. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93.35. If you want to support the stream directly. Unauthorized.tv. Unbearablesmerchandise.com. Ryan's in the chat. He runs that. BitChute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. I need some sleep. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and boy guy. And I'll see you guys tomorrow, probably. Most likely. All right. Much love. Be good. 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.